This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
But let's just get into it. Here is Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee Show.
College program would be a pipeline to the NFL for the players that had the ability to play in the NFL. It would be a professional program, training, nutrition, scheme, coaching, techniques that would transfer to the NFL. It would be an NFL program at a college level. And an education that would get the players ready for their career after football, whether that was the end of their college career or at the end of their pro career. But it would be, you know, geared toward, developing the player, time management, you know, discipline, structure, and all that. That would be life skills, regardless of whether they're in the NFL or in somewhere in business. And you know, I feel very confident that I have the contacts in the National Football League to pave the way for those players that would have the ability to have the opportunity to compete in the National Football League. Whether they're good enough or not, I don't know, but they would be ready for it. I don't have any doubt about that.
We haven't talked Belichick to UNC a whole lot. I tend to believe everything he just said there. He'll never beat Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama. They already do this. I mean, he's not changing any concept of what college already does.
I don't think
Georgia's
getting anybody ready for the NFL.
Yeah.
Like 19 first-round picks in the last 3 years.
Boy, that's different. Yes. What he wants to do in college. I guess I'll ask you this. Zigger Zagdert, it would be a mistake for an NFL team not to hire Bill Belichick.
I'll zig on that. I don't know what the team is. Look, this to me at North Carolina would be a disaster. College to me is total. I know that we want to make comparisons now of like, hey, there might be a salary cap and it's about player acquisitions. Like, all right, you're in the ACC. You're like the sixth biggest program in the ACC.
He said this stuff as if like nobody does this in college football.
It's not a meritocracy. Really, there's programs that have and programs that do not have. Yes. And I know we've looked at North Carolina as maybe a sleeping giant of the East Coast because of the fertile recruiting ground.
What would his contacts, by the way, in the NFL change for any prospect at North Carolina versus what they would at Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, Oregon,
Texas,
yeah, USC,
Notre Dame,
whoever the hell it is.
Michigan, whatever team you want to list. To me, it's a disaster. He's 72 years old. But if I'm an NFL team, there's still something there. And I might be crazy. I might be out to lunch. I don't think 1 year off is going to take that away. I don't think the ending in New England has still ended it for me. You cannot give him total control. We get back to the whole debate we had a year ago. But yeah, if I'm one of these teams that's looking for a head coach, look how many bad coaches there are right now in the league. You're telling me Belichick can't be better than some of them? Like, Mike McCarthy might keep his job in Dallas, and I'm not advocating that Bill Belichick would fix things there. Belichick would be an upgrade for some teams, and it would be a disappointment if they didn't hire him.
To Seattle, where Mark Schlereth on Seattle Sports 710 said this about the NFC West playoff race.
I think it really comes down. I think the Rams are capable of winning out, and I think it comes down to the Rams in Seattle in that last game. And if Seattle, you know, beats them, they go. And if the Rams can beat Seattle, then they go. So I think it comes down to those two teams.
Dirt, zig or zag, you owe the Seahawks an apology for saying they're not a good team.
I'm going to zag on that. Not yet. I'll apologize at the end of the year. I'll eat my crow when I need to, but I'm not eating crow prematurely. They got a one-game lead in the division, first off. They still got to play the Rams at the end of the season. We'll see if they win that game. I also love that we can say about any team in that division with any level of confidence that I like their chances to win out. I don't even know if I like the chances for the Rams to win on Thursday night in San Francisco. I feel like they got a great track record. I know they beat them earlier this year. They got to play the Jets, who, yes, I know the Jets are terrible, but they're damn near beating teams. They should have beat the Seahawks 2 weeks ago. Cardinals have shown the ability to upset people throughout the course of the season. They already beat the Rams 41-10 earlier this season in like week two. I have no confidence that anybody's going to win out. I'm zagging on that. Not yet. I'll eat crow later.
There is a 30 for 30 coming out about the New York Sack Exchange, the New York Jets. Swag told me pre-show he was excited about this one. Awkward audio clip emerged yesterday on social media. Mark Gastineau showed up to a signing event in which Brett Favre was at. And remember, Gastineau owned the regular season sack record before Strahan broke it. And Gastineau confronted Favre. Take a listen to this.
How you doing?
When you fell down for him.
I'm going to get my sack back,
dude.
You probably would hurt me.
Well, I don't care. You hurt me. You hurt me. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You really hurt me. You hurt me, Brett.
We got to get back to this, Brett. I'm sorry.
Anybody will tell you Brett Favre took a dive. And you know it. She knows it. He knows it. Everybody knows it.
So Favre thought Gastineau was just joking with him at an event. Turns out he was being very serious. Gastineau was at this moment when Strahan broke it, gave him a hug, embraced him. Fast forward 20 years later, and he confronts Brett Favre. I am not a big Brett Favre guy for the most obvious reason. But Dirt, zig or zag, Mark Gastineau, get over yourself.
Now, is it now or no?
Gastineau. Am I saying
no.
now?
I think you're saying now. It's I think it's Gastineau.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get, okay. Yeah.
That's my apologies.
Sorry, give me the zig or zag again.
Should Gastineau get over it?
I'm going to zag on that. I'm going to zag
so
on that.
So he embraced him and congratulated him in the moment, and 20 years later now he's confronting and he's upset by it?
So this has been, I think, I've seen some like random reporting and interviews with this guy over the years. He's been steaming on this
forever. His family's a big social reality television situation.
The steam's been coming out of the years for like 10 years for him on this story. And I think in the moment when you're at the stadium, you're watching on the sideline, like you just see the sack, everybody goes crazy, you're celebrating, like you can't quite fully react to it in the moment properly. Like, what's he going to do, walk out there and punch Michael Strahan in the face? Like, he's not going to be able to do that.
No, but I rewatched the play this morning.
He took a dive. It's not a sack.
Everybody that's upset with his brawny LeBron stuff, I hope you popped off in that moment because that was a clear dive to get him that record.
It was, and he was a half sack behind him. Yeah. It was the final play of the regular season, essentially. It was the last game of the year.
They were up 9 with 2:43 left in the fourth. The game was over. The Packers are going to win.
He took a play action boot, rolled right into Strahan.
Not a very good play action.
Strahan falls on top of him. Favre just falls to the ground, and they gave him credit for a full sack. He should not let this go. He should hold the record. Everybody's different with their record. Some people like to have them broken. Other people want to hold on to them for their life because it's what they are most known for. If you lost your record in this way, I feel like you'd feel the same way. Good for Mark Gastineau doing this.
No or now?
No.
Mark Gastineau.
Okay, all right.
I
feel like I screwed everybody up this morning.
You did.
Sorry about that. I can't wait to watch this.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final one. Let's get this, and then we'll get to the second hour. Mel Kiper on ESPN Radio about a week ago.
What he's done has been pretty amazing, and to be healthy and being out there playing both ways, the stamina, the endurance, the skill set, everything about him, the attitude, the competitiveness, everything about Travis Hunter screams best player in this draft. Mm-hmm. And Travis Hunter against anybody at the cornerback spot, wide receiver spot, when you combine it, would be way up there. No way in this draft, I see, no way can he get past the second, third pick overall, and that would be a trade down by Jacksonville. He needs to me clear cut with no other player in the mix to be number one on a board other than Travis Hunter.
Dirt zigger zag. Mel Kiper saying Travis Hunter the best player in this draft. It would be a mistake to draft Travis Hunter in the top seven.
I'll zag on that just based on need and fit. I don't know how I would feel about him as the number one overall pick, and I don't think he will be the number one overall pick. I think the only challenge that you have with him is this is not going to work at a high level in the NFL. I just refuse to believe that.
Oh, I don't think he's going to try to do both.
So what's the position?
Probably cornerback.
Probably corner, okay.
That's what a lot of pundits think. He's more of a cornerback than receiver.
Return punts, maybe.
Once in a while, throw him in on an offensive play or two.
Similar to what they did with Woodson back in the day. But Woodson was more of a traditional corner.
When he got to the NFL, it was all defense.
Yeah. So I'll zag on that. Top seven, no. But I think there's a lot of really talented players. And then at that point, it comes down to fit. Like the Michigan defensive lineman, was it Mason Graham just announced the other day, like, you telling me you need an interior defensive lineman and that's your pick?
Right.
Don't take the sexy one. Take the guy that you need who's probably a lock to be a stud. And quarterbacks will likely go in the top five as well. But I'll zag on that. I don't think it would be a mistake to take him in the top seven.
Like, would teams rather have Connerly or Travis Hunter?
Yeah, I mean, do you have a needed offensive line?